Good morning. This is Akashvani. I'm Sunil Verma with the world news. The headlines. Iranian ambassador to India thanks New Delhi for being a reliable and compassionate partner in times of hardship. Global oil prices dip in Asian trade as hopes of further peace talks between the US and Iran eased concerns about the war's escalation. Canadian Prime Minister Carney secures majority government with special election wins. Texas man charged with attempted murder in attack on OpenAI's CEO Sam Altman's home. Iranian ambassador to India, Dr. Mohammad Fatali, has thanked the government people of India for being reliable and compassionate partner in times of hardship. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Dr. Fatali also thanked the government for facilitating all the necessary arrangements in these difficult times.
That we as Iran and India have a common interest, and we, God willing, we have a good relation in the future. And now in these difficult times we have a good relation, and I said to you that mentioned that His Excellency Prime Minister of Modi have two times talked with Mr. Pezeshkian. We believe that Iran and India common interest and common fate.
Global oil prices dipped in early Asian trade as hopes of further peace talks between the US and Iran eased concerns about the war's escalation. The price of global benchmark Brent crude fell by 2.2% to $97.2 a barrel, while US traded oil dropped by 2.2% to around $96.9 a barrel. Oil had jumped above $100 a barrel yesterday, following U.S. President Donald Trump's order to block Iranian shipments after weekend negotiations failed. Asian stock markets also edged higher. The Nikkei 225 index in Japan gained by 2.4%, while South Korea's Kospi exchange jumped by more than 3%. The United States Navy has begun enforcing a full maritime blockade of Iranian ports, escalating tensions in West Asia after weekend peace talks in Pakistan collapsed without agreement. The operation took effect at 7:30 last evening, with U.S. Central Command stating that the restrictions apply to vessels entering or leaving Iranian coastal areas in the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. The U.S. has deployed at least 15 naval ships in West Asia, including the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln and 11 destroyers, as part of a blockade of Iran's ports. The U.S. military warned that any vessel entering or departing Iranian ports without authorization could face interception, diversion or capture. We have a report.
The move is being seen as a major escalation and a shift towards economic pressure rather than direct military confrontation. The Strait of Hormuz handles roughly 1/5 of global crude oil shipments, making any disruption significant for global energy markets. By restricting Iran's oil exports, Washington appears to be attempting to push Tehran back to negotiations while limiting the risk of full-scale conflict. There are also concerns about retaliatory action by Iran through its regional allies or disruption of other shipping lines. Oil prices have already reacted to the developments, and global markets are closely watching the situation as the blockade of the Strait of Hormuz enters its initial hours. This is Vinod Kumar for World News, Dubai.
India-France Foreign Office consultations were held in Paris, which was co-chaired by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri and Secretary General of the French Ministry for Europe and Foreign Affairs, Mr. Martin Briand. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that both sides undertook a comprehensive review of the progress made in various facets of the bilateral relationship, especially in context of the elevation of ties to special global strategic partnership. It said that the two sides also reviewed key deliverables, including the India-France Year of Innovation, cooperation on economic security, and the goal of doubling bilateral trade, especially in light of the conclusion of negotiations of the India-EU Free Trade Agreement. The discussions between them also covered strategic areas of bilateral cooperation, including defense, civil nuclear energy, space, cyber and digital, AI, institutional dialogue mechanisms, and initiatives fostering people-to-people exchanges and cultural ties. India and Bangladesh discussed expanding parliamentary cooperation as Indian High Commissioner to Bangladesh Pranay Verma paid courtesy calls on the Speaker of the Jatiya Sangsad Hafizuddin Ahmed and Deputy Speaker Kaisar Kamal in Dhaka. During the meetings, the Speaker and Deputy Speaker expressed keen interest in strengthening engagement with the Parliament of India, the Indian High Commission in Dhaka said in a social media post. The discussions also focused on enhancing institutional cooperation with the High Commissioner, highlighting the importance of parliamentary exchanges in deepening people-to-people ties between the two countries. This is Akashwani. You're listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney has secured a majority government after recent by-election wins, giving the Liberal Party enough seats to pass laws without relying on other parties. In the latest vote, Canadians filled three vacant seats in Parliament. The gains, along with five recent opposition defections, including from the Conservative Party, pushed the Liberals over the majority threshold. As a result, Carney's government could remain in power until 2029. Carney, who replaces Justin Trudeau last year, has shifted the Liberal Party towards the centre-right. He has also focused on reducing Canada's reliance on the United States amid tensions with President Donald Trump. In the United States, authorities have charged a Texas man after he allegedly carried out arson attacks targeting OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's home in San Francisco and the company's headquarters. According to District Attorney of San Francisco, Daniel Moreno-Gama is accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at Altman's home gate and later attempting to set fire to an OpenAI office. He also allegedly tried to damage the building entrance and was found with incendiary materials such as kerosene and a lighter. No one was injured in the incidents. The accused now faces two counts of attempted murder and nine other federal charges related to explosives and property destruction. The FBI also carried out a related raid in Texas. Authorities say he had writings opposing artificial intelligence, including extremist statements about AI and lists of executives and investors. Hungarian parliamentary election winner Péter Magyar has vowed to change the constitution in a drive to restore democratic standards. Magyar told a news conference in Budapest yesterday that his party's landslide victory showed that Hungary wanted to be fully anchored in Europe after years of fighting Brussels. Outgoing Prime Minister Viktor Orban, in power for 16 years, had turned Hungary from the EU mainstream while maintaining warm ties with Russia despite the war in Ukraine. Leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, oversaw new missile tests from a recently built warship and said he will continue expanding his country's nuclear weapons. According to North Korea state media, the tests included cruise missiles and anti-ship missiles launched from his vessel called Chwe Hyun. The missiles flew for a long time and hit their targets accurately. Kim has hailed the developments of the Chwe Hyun as a major step towards expanding the operational reach and preemptive strike capabilities of his military. These tests are part of North Korea's ongoing efforts to build stronger nuclear forces, especially as tensions with South Korea and the United States remain high. Kim has stopped talks with Washington since failed negotiations with Donald Trump in 2019. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Iranian ambassador to India thanks New Delhi for being a reliable and compassionate partner in times of hardship. Global oil prices dip in Asian trade as hopes of further peace talks between the US and Iran eased concerns about the war's escalation. Canadian Prime Minister Carney secures majority government with special election wins. And Texas man charged with attempted murder in attack on OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's home. And that is the end of this news bulletin.